July 26, 2023. This program is brought to you by New Africa Excellent Enterprise, LLC. Imam Dr. Miraj Speaks, Block Talk Radio, where we teach Quranic Arabic, Islamic studies, and comparative religion, not just religion. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. As-salamu alaykum, which means peace be on you. I'm your host for this evening, Elihu Bey. My topic this evening is the Ramadan conversation, The Spirit Never Dies. Lecturer, Imam Waruddin Muhammad. If you have missed any of the talks, go online to www.blogtalkradio.drmirajspeaks.com and you'll be able to listen to the ones that you have missed. Once again, we will open with a short dua and then we will continue where we left off last Thursday. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulihi al-kareem Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mubarak. Be different. How could I have done something different? Should I have been like all the other ministers? How could I have been like them when they weren't told that their purpose in life was to help the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and his teacher? And I was told his teacher is God in the flesh. And he didn't say just help, just be a servant. He said, help us do this work. So that's a big job. I've seen my father with it. And he's having a time trying to do that job. And I'm supposed to be a helper. For most of my life, it escaped me. God knows it. My own soul rejected. I enjoyed the life as a child. I enjoyed the life as a teenager. I enjoyed the life as a young man. And only when I saw corruption setting in the Nation of Islam's leadership, only at that time did it work up in me that your calling is to help, and I begin to do that. So thank Allah. You know, one of the promises that Mr. Farah promised us was that if we qualify, we would get a trip to the holy city of Mecca to see Brother Muhammad, to see Brother Muhammad. And that is, you are to see the Aswa Hassanan of Muhammad the Prophet. His Aswa Hassanan, Hassanan. His excellent human model is supposed to be in all of us. But in most of us, it's sleeping. It hasn't been awakened. But what was in Prophet Muhammad as human essence upon which evolved that Uswa Hassana, that excellent model for human beings to follow, is in all of us. Jesus Christ, he is a model of it too. And he said, I in you and you in me. And he said, I in the Father, but you don't know nothing about that, so why should I even mention it? So when you hear in the Father, you think it meant in God. No. In my Father, who was his father? Adam. Adam was his father. I in my Father, who was created by God, not by man. I in my Father. And then later he says, and you in me. And the call, and he called the people that followed him or identified with his members in his own body, and his body was described or identified as the temple. It's the same language Farad used for our place of worship. So his body is a single figure, a single concept but his body is also a plural body because it represents many as well as one. And that is in the Bible. The Bible says, and God made Adam and completed him as a creation. And it says, he named them Adam after using it in the singular. The Bible uses it in the plural. The Bible says, he named them Adam in the day that they created them. So that's the Bible, Bible Genesis. To those that Allah blessed to seek and understanding and find it, and it is clear to those who find it that that's the figure of Adam was lost. To the suggestions of the serpent or the Satan, the devil. And Satan took the first man out of his original life or picture, and Jesus Christ comes back. So this is from the Bible. I'm not giving you anything from myself. Everything I say comes from the scripture, or one or the other, so the Quran or the Bible. So most likely from Quran or the Bible. So Jesus comes back, and according to the Bible, he comes back as a second Adam. So this is the second chance for Adam to return to redeem himself. A second chance for Adam to be redeemed. So the innocence and the holding to the purity that God wanted for human essence in human life is seen, not was seen, is seen in the figure we call Christ Jesus. So in his figure, his father is redeemed. So the first Adam is redeemed by the second Adam, who is called the Word of God, a word that and spirit from God. And Allah says in the Quran, and Adam met and words from his God, and he repented, and Allah accepted his repentance. Is that clear enough for you? The bulb on your eyes? You can't see if I put it on your eyes. It will blind you. Praise be to Allah. So we don't guess, we know. Allah has blessed us to know. There is no guessing here. No guessing, no doubt. Allah says in the Quran, and he will gather you for a day in which there will be no doubt. That day is here now. And many of you who follow these shaykhs, because they are just not black, African-American. The only reason I know, they sure don't seem to be saying anything that's all that's exciting to me. I don't find nothing new, nothing exciting in what they are saying. But you follow them, so to me it must be, because they are just not African-American, not black, from Africa. Or they can be from Africa as long as they don't speak like us. You just got to know he is not an African, pardon me, know he's an American-born Negro or a black. So you are impressed with them. And I don't know how to help you, really. I don't, because nobody in your body but somebody else. So how can I help you? Nobody in that body but somebody else, not them. How am I going to help them? Well, I'm glad the body snatchers never got me. Allah didn't raise me up in the house of my mother and father for some body snatchers to get me. No, indeed. So you will get a free trip to the holy city of Mecca to see Brother Muhammad. Those are the words of Mr. W.D. Farad or Mr. W.F. Muhammad. Those are his words. He knows he's known by a few other names. So he promises us a trip to the holy city of Mecca to see Brother Muhammad. And he didn't say Brother Muhammad is himself or Brother Muhammad is his God. What does the name Muhammad mean? Worthy of praise. And what in the human being makes up is worthy of praise? His sincerity, his honesty, his decency, and his service in the society of man under Allah. So any and all of us could be Muhammad, couldn't we? So Muhammad is the type, in that particular human type that Allah patterned all of us on when he created us. But we can't find that pattern. We can't express our life from that pattern. Some of us won't even accept that pattern, though it is presented to us as clear as the daylight. But it is in all of us. You were actually promised by Mr. Farrar that you will get a trip if you go as a sincere soul. Allah will awaken the essence, the sunnah, the aswa of Muhammad in you. So we are obligated to follow Muhammad's prayers and the peace be upon him. Allah says, whatever he gives you, take it. And whatever he forbids you, don't take it. Leave it. And Allah says, and obey Allah in his, and obey Allah and obey his messenger. So it is very clear what we should be doing. But look, there are other keys for us in the Quran. Allah says, obey Allah, obey his messenger, and those charged with authority. Now, you know, you can charge bad persons with authority. But as long as you charge him with authority, you are supposed to obey him. But if you see him going astray, you are supposed to then take his authority from him. The same person that the people gave authority to, that person or that leader should be taken down from that authority, deny that authority. Once he proved himself to be a wrongdoer or one working against the purpose for what is for which he is, he was given that office. So here's another key that Allah gives us. He says, follow the prophet and follow those first followers, companions. In the following of Muhammad, the prophet, peace be upon him, follow them. How? Allah doesn't say just follow them and that's it. No. He says follow them upon their excellence. If they don't have an excellence to convince you, you are not supposed to follow them at all. And you are not supposed to just follow a companion, Ali, Raddu Allahu Anhu, the companion of Ali, or the companions of Abu Bakr, or Uthman, Allah didn't make those gods. He didn't make them angels. They are human. So he says, and follow them upon their excellence because they've got some defects. They got some human faults. Don't follow them blindly, but follow them because of their excellence or upon their excellence. If we would practice that in our own association, when we give a leader authority, we vote for him and we elect him or we accept him as our leader, and he starts showing more corruption than excellence, and we are obligated to take that authority from him. And if he is too big and powerful for you to deal with him, Allah tells us how to do that through Muhammad the prophet. Resist wrong with your action. And if you can't find the wherewithal to do that, you are afraid of something, afraid that you will lose your life. You want to stay around and take care of your children. You want to see your children grow up. Allah respects that. It says, then resist it with your mouth. Speak out against it. And if you still can't find the wherewithal because Sometimes your mouth will get you killed just as quick. Still, if you can't find the wherewithal, resist it in your heart. Don't be for it privately, secretly, be against it. And Allah says what? And that is the weakest form of faith. But still, he accepts that as your efforts to support and promote what is right. Allah will accept that. Follow them upon their excellence. Just don't follow man blindly. We don't have to wonder about the Prophet excellence. He didn't say it to anybody else, not even Abu Bakr or Omar or Ali or any of them. He said it only of Muhammad, he said. We have seen him, meaning the heavens. God and his angels have seen him, that he is firmly established on a mighty plane of human character. That's what Allah says about him. And he again says of Muhammad the prophet, of his type, his model, that certainly you have in Muhammad a most excellent model of human life for any who believe in God and the last day. That means for any person who believes there is a God above that, and you have to answer to that what it means by the last day. The last day means that you have to answer to God. You believe in God and you believe in the last day, then you believe in the God you have to answer to. To any. It didn't just say Muslims. That means Christians. Nobody could believe, can be nobody who's believers. Anybody who believes in God and being accountable to God or believing in God in the last day, Christian, Muslim, Jews, or others. God says he is the excellent human model for you in Muhammad. So I have been to the Hajj more than once. And I remember the great trials that I got, great energy that I got when I traveled with you, all in a big number, over 300 of us. So I thank Allah that he did reward me. I saw Brother Muhammad, and I still see him. And I've seen him plainer and plainer as the years pass. Yes, I have seen Brother Muhammad, and it is he. And it is he, our brother, or our father. Adam is our, peace be upon Adam. And Abraham is our father, peace be upon the two of them. But Allah says of Muhammad, he is not the father of any of you. So don't get spooked up after he is gone and make him something that he is not. He is your brother. He is our brother. And Farad knew that. And that man was so wise, Mr. Farad, he knew how to tell us these things and get it past the ear of the so-called righteous Muslims of the world, because he knew that most of those righteous Muslims of the world, they're crazy as hell. Yeah, they are. They got righteousness, but no intelligence. And that tells me there was something wrong with what they have been getting as teaching. So anyway, Mr. Farad was very sharp, very intelligent, Allah had to bless him with his strategy. He couldn't have gotten that without Allah's help. Allah blessed him with his strategy. And he was able to tell us that. And he knew if we remain faithful and true, that in time our minds would become more open and our hearts would become pure, and we would be able to see into his plan for our future and get the best out of it and be very successful now and for generations to come, until the earth is not bearing human life anymore. You may not value it, but what I gave you is to last for as long as the earth supports human life. Allahu Akbar, praise be to Allah. Look at another eye opener that he left with us. He said, for the neatest and best worker of this problem, his reward would be a Holy Quran Sharif. Now, he's a man that really gives us a language from himself that looks like it is trying to destroy any hope of us accepting the Quran, because it's saying what is contrary. Even in its basic teachings, it is saying what is contrary to the fundamental teachings of the Quran. It is teaching said, God is a man incarnate. So the place for that is more in the gospel, the New Testament, than it is in a Muslim life. So there is no place in the Muslim life for that kind of teaching, that God is in the flesh. He gives it to us. But he pointed to the Quran. Now, isn't that something? The man was so wise in the strategies of the saints, and Jesus Christ is one. In the strategies of the saints, Jesus Christ is the best example of the saints. Jesus Christ came upon a blind man. So this is in the New Testament. And what did he do to that blind man? He put mud on the blind man's eyes. So he put mud on the black man's eyes. And when he put mud on the black man's eyes, the man got his sight back. Sometimes you have to have your vision blocked so you can see long enough for you to be warned of what was holding you that was in the way of your mind coming to the light. And if it keeps you blind long enough, your sight will come back. So when the sight comes back, it comes back from within, not from without. That is because you don't know how to perceive those things out there. That's your problem. That's how come you are blind. So the sight has to begin inside of your heart, in your soul, and in your spirit. Your sight has to begin inside. And with the sight blocked from seeing outside, and don't tell me you were seeing outside when the Honorable Elijah Muhammad brought you, all in you supposed seeing outside, all you could see was inside the temple. You couldn't see outside. Be to you all. The Holy Quran, Surah 2, Ayah 271. If you disclose acts of charity, even so it will. But if you conceal them and make them reach those really in need, that is best for you. So the final transcription of this edition of The Spirit Never Dies is very appreciated, and we pray for Allah's most merciful blessings and reward be upon the persons who transcribe this final transcription. Thank you. Humanity is one. People are one family. With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, Assalamu alaikum, Prophet of Islam, Shaheed Abdul Ghani. This program is brought to you by New Africa Excellent Enterprise, LLC, Imam Dr. Miraj Speaks Black Talk Radio. Abdul Ghani, Imam Shaheed A. Ghani, has faced al-Islam for 49 years, and the first 12 was under the Honorable Elijah Muhammad's leadership. It was in 1967 when Imam Ghani became minister, as they was called back then for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Imam Ghani opened the doors for many more young brothers to begin to study and pace to be ministers, because he had gotten his permission directly from the Honorable Elijah Imam Ghani, post 49, 49 years have been spent as followers. He was sent to Racine, Wisconsin, to serve as a minister by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad in the late 60s, while he became counselor and coordinator of Islamic services at the Teto Marine Correctional Institution in Plymouth, Wisconsin. Then in 1976, under the leadership of the Honorable and Noble Imam W.D. Muhammad, Imam Shahid Abdul Ghani was sent to Lansing, Michigan to serve as resident imam, where he later served as coordinator of religious services and programs for one of the largest federal correctional institutions in our country, along with another brother located in Jackson, Michigan. From Lansing, Michigan, Imam Ghani was sent to Gary, Indiana, where he served as resident imam convener for the imams of the state of Indiana. Later in 1982, Imam W.D. Muhammad sent Imam Abdul Ghani to Milwaukee, Wisconsin, to serve as resident imam of Sultan Muhammad's Masjid and director of education for Para Muhammad School. Imam Ghani also helped to establish Muslim centers and services in various cities in America. Though his endeavors in 1991, Imam Ghani received the Black Excellence Award from the Communicator News Weekly newspaper for outstanding contributions towards service and achievements to the African-American community, along with other community awards. Imam Abdul Ghani is married to Rachel A. Stamps Ghani for 50 years, has 6 children, all high school graduates and some college education. Imam Abdul Ghani also had a television program in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, titled Religion is Sincerity, running for over 4 years now, where he presented Imam W.D. Muhammad's historic lectures and interviews. Imam Ghani stated star cleaning and decorating on Chicago West Side. Imam Abdul Ghani contributed all of his positive energies and success on every level of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad's leadership and his son. The Noble Imam W.D. Muhammad, in this direct quotes and spirit of our noble leader, Imam W.D. Muhammad, then he asked to be published in the book by 3 of us together, Ghani, Morocco, and Ronald. There are much more to come. I would like to thank Brother Morocco for his insurance, his endurance and dedication to this project, and Sister Khadija Sadiq Muhammad, the honorable wife of our last leader, Imam W.D. Muhammad, both of whom have spent many hours working on this project. May Allah reward them greatly for their efforts. In conclusion, Imam Shahid Abdul Ghani is dedicated to the restoration of the life that is pleasing to Allah, the creator of all of us all. And may Allah God reward the reader. With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, assalamu alaikum. Morocco was born January 15, 1950 in Chicago, Illinois. We claim al-Islam in 1968 under the leadership of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad of the Nation of Islam. He worked in transportation at the Nation of Islam's clothing store, Muhammad Speaks newspaper plant, front door security, and technician in the plant and the plate room and secretary at the University of Islam K-12 school. His transportation job often included going to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad's home with letters, etc., transporting some of his grandchildren, guests, and secretaries, and delivered the payroll and many more tasks. He affirmed commitment to El-Islam and the leadership of Imam Wallace B. Muhammad in 1975. He worked in American Muslim prison ministry with Imam Ahmed Karim. He worked also in the medical field with the Yemeni family as an EMT and an ambulance driver, medic, car driver, and emergency medical technician. He served as a real estate consultant. He became the cable commissioner of University Park, Illinois, director of cable TV, and founder of the PAC crew. That was later named the Young Broadcasters, a group of young people trained by Morocco that received the Illinois Governor's Award in 1992. In 2001, he also worked in the Harvey Islamic Center administration with Imam Donnell Karim and served as president of the Islamic Development Association. He was also cameraman for videotape Imam Muhammad's speeches at the Harvey Islamic Center event in 2003. He joined Ali Ghani was videotaping Imam Muhammad after Imam Muhammad recommended to help him with videotapes because he trusted me. The Imam assigned us both one other to audio tapes and videotapes his personal and public speeches. 2003 until he ascended in 2007, I received an assignment from Imam Waris Deen Muhammad with two others to record and to put into printed form his words spoken to us. There was private conversations. In 2010, he authorized and published the first book printed, The Spirit Never Dies, in 2012. Language Strategy, Freedom of a New People, World of Imam Waris Deen Muhammad, and a reprint of The Spirit Never Dies for final distribution, and many more to come from that audio, video, tapes shared by Morocco of the World of Imam Waris Deen Muhammad and others. Journey encompasses Allah's mercy, blessing, and redemption. Thank you for reading these words. Look forward to share further works with you all. Humanity is one. People are one family. Now we're going to go into the Ramadan section. The topic is man and the universe as mates created for each other its timeless relevancy. Lecture Imam W.D. Muhammad. This program is brought to you by New Africa Excellent Enterprise, LLC. Imam Dr. Maraj Speaks, Block Talk Radio. Imam W.D. Muhammad, note for what precedes the Khutbah lecture. So the first Adhan, greeting to the congregation, a second section of prayer. Soon as second Adhan, lecture part one. Dear beloved Muslim believers, peace be unto you. Ramadan Mubarak. We thank Allah for this month of Ramadan, the month of fasting, a month in which there are many blessings according to the word of God. In the Quran, we thank him for our presence today and for our life and health, and we pray that he always is with us, guide us, and grant us mercy. Important to know that and remember that the first word of communication to our prophet was read, Ikura, read in the name of your Lord who created. Praise be to Allah, highly glorified is he, the creator of everything in the words of the Quran. He is our Kali Kulishe. Whatever man created is the creation of God also. That is what is of lasting value comes from God's creation. God's creation is the universe and everything contained in it, including man. So the great and the most high creator created man as a thinker for man to engage creation. The study of man's development as a thinker or as a philosopher or a scientist on the one hand, and as a human community on the other hand, presents an interaction showing the two concerns working together as mates to address the relevancy of a timeless nature in the history of community development for civilized society. Allah Most High says that he created for man's mate of the same nature in one reference it is, that is, and Allah highly glorified as he says also that man's female counterpart is man's tilth. Tilth is an area to be cultivated or an area under cultivation. And another Quranic reference Allah the Creator says, the size of the garden created for man to engage with his heart and with his intelligence as the size of it or the size or expanse of the stars and the earth, the universe, everything. Relevancy, many critics of religion and especially scripture, Bible and Quran, they say that the thing that people build their life on in religion and what was revealed or what came to them through their prophets who received revelation has little or no relevancy now in this modern time or in the world. This program is brought to you by New Africa Excellent Enterprise, LLC, Imam Dr. Miraj Speaks Block Talk Radio. Relevancy means, important meaning, the relevancy man in time past, present, and in the future is understood by recalling how progress for the nation and recorded in history and explained as a result of the resourceful earth and universe engaged by human heart and the human brain. So this is what we learn from history of man and his role in the universe or in the material world. And commenting on relevancy regarding the command read, firstly, reflecting on the treasures of knowledge, recording in history as the accomplishment of civilization, those treasures were found in some form already existing, whether in the earth or in the study of the skies or the stars. Allah says, through his servant and messenger Muhammad, upon him be the peace. Read in the name of your Lord who created. Obviously, our prophet Muhammad understood the connection from human hearts and intelligence when God introduced himself as the creator in his first communication to Muhammad. Human society, rather, as a small number of neighbors or landowners coming together upon common interests, or town folks or city dwellers. Most important of the bond, holding the individual together is a common bond of shared space on the land. So the land is the creation of God, and the people are a creation of God. And God made land for the people and made people for the land. So the more the people engage land, the better. Their condition and more developed will be the land. Moreover, the land will be providing its fruits or its products, serving man's needs often for more than one generation. What is a beautiful parable given in scripture comparing the relationship of husband to wife to the relationship of a developer, the earth or the land. We praise Allah and we thank him for his most valuable gifts, the gift of the ideal human type for us to emulate Muhammad, the prayers and the peace be upon him, and for the marvelous system of matter commonly referred to as the universe. We pray he will always follow the words of God and the leadership example of his servant and messenger, the last prophet Muhammad. Our Lord, give us in this world good and in the destiny good, and save us from the punishment of the fires of our wild passion. Praise be to Allah. Praise be to God, the Lord sustainer of all the world, and we salute his servant and messenger Muhammad with the traditional salute, the prayers and the peace be upon him, and what follows of that traditional salutation. Praise be to Allah, and highly glorified is he. He says in the Quran that he took his servant and messenger Muhammad on the night visit up into the sky to the furthest Masjid al-Aqsa, dear beloved gathering here, a congregation of believers, as it is recorded soon after the marvelous event in the life of our prophet. He answered the invitation from the people of Medina to come from the strange situation he was in, and his followers, and strained on his mission, called by disgruntled Meccans, even amongst his own relatives, two of his uncles. He went to Medina, where a warm reception was awaiting him. This event designated the beginning of a new calendar, a new series of events, a new history, soon a community fulfilling the need of people belonging to a cohesive society took shape and form. Education, the lifeblood, and Salat, the life, were established as a core concern or nucleus of building others, the concern necessary for the complete design or picture of an Islamic society. The prescription plan for Islamic community life on this planet was given a situation for its realization, whatever is that derived to be accomplished, first needs the right situation. If you want to drive a car to see neighbors at a distance away, first there must be the right situation. There must be a car drivable and a person qualified to drive. A man wanting to board up something needs the right situation. Those have to be things on hand. He is not comfortable to go to work until the site is ready. The tools are with him, and he is clear as to what to do. This is said to make what was given in the first part of the khutbah or lecture more understandable. Praise be to Allah, the creator of everything. The potent and pregnant term read for scriptural understanding when connected with the expression, the creator, and branch, and hence further, connecting to creation is what situated our prophet's heart and mind to understand his calling, what he was to do, his mission, what it would be all about. Our most important concern, family survival and progress, children, education, and their future, community survival and progress, institutions and industry. Though the wicked disrupted nature with their brain, life progresses. Firstly, God guidance to be relied upon for us to have that right situation, to have development for our own souls, for our community, to have education, to have our future prepared for the next generation. For our children, we need the right situation. If we rely upon Allah, on the guidance that He is giving in the Quran, and on the model person for us to emulate, Muhammad, the prophet, the prayers and the peace be upon him, we will have the right situation. Dua, our Lord, you are surely gathering all humanity for a day in which there will be no doubt. Our Lord, do not have our hearts turned back after you have guided us aright and give us from your presence mercy. Surely you are the grantor. Ameen. Iqama, the call to the standing in prayer. With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, the prayers and the thanks is for God. We thank him for the gifts and the blessing of model human person Muhammad, the honorable and noble servant and messenger of God. And what follows of that salute or that traditional salutation to the last prophet, the seal of the prophets mentioned in the Bible as it is given in the Quran. Now, you are not familiar with this, I don't think, but the descendants of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, some of my brothers, some of my sisters, nieces, great-nephews, and great-nieces, they had gotten together and formed a wonderful project to commemorate the work and contributions to us and the society to the world from the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. They are really a beautiful group. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad and my mother, Clara Muhammad, were blessed with some beautiful, bright, educated, professional grandchildren, as well as children. I don't want to leave us out. I just wanted you to be aware of this because it is going to really be wonderful and really great. In fact, there are meetings today, tomorrow and Sunday, this week here in the Chicago area. We pray that Allah bless their efforts. And I am sure and are going to get a lot of support for a commemorative center that will have the works of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, his contributions. I just wanted to bring that to your attention. I know a lot of you care about the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and his works. Yes, we care a lot about the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and his works, and we care a lot about the family of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And I thank Allah that we are blessed to have some very bright professional youngsters in the family amongst the descendants of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Thank you. I just wanted to bring that to your attention. It looks like we are ready. We are nearly ready now. And please, Brother David, see me at the meeting. We have an appointment, brother. Hold it, Brother David. He has never done this, but some people run up to me and they want people to think that they have given me something extremely valuable. And some of them want you to think that they are giving me money. They run up to me and give me something. And most of the time when I get home, I can't even read it. But I can't blame them. All of those good-looking brothers and sisters are out here, and they want them to know that they hear me too. About 3 years ago, almost now, I noticed how the crowd was growing for the yearly annual Ramadan session. And I said, I believe in our hearts in the month of Ramadan, the sessions are replacing the old annual Nation of Islam Saviors Day that we used to come to. Our spirit was for that every year. All of us were in the spirit to come to Chicago to hear the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and to meet one another once a year for Savior's Day. So I think the Ramadan session is time of replacing that. So I believe it is going to grow as big as Savior's Day used to be. It is growing fast. So we are going to have to find a larger place, I promise you. The next Ramadan session, inshallah. I say that because we never know what is going to happen to me or to anybody. But I feel now like I got most of my life ahead of me. But that's the spirit, you know. So inshallah, we will definitely get away from this situation. We won't have it like this. We will find a bigger place. We will have a place to accommodate everybody, because I don't like you inconvenienced like this, standing and others sitting. I don't like that. I promise you, next year, it won't be this way. You'll have a place to sit. So this is when we like the press to come in and report. They like to report when you have empty seats. But inshallah, we will remedy in some kind of way. Even if we have chairs, there is no place to put the chairs. So we are going to have to get a large place, a larger place. The community of human beings. The Juma Khutbah today, the two-part lecture, was on the relationship that man has to the universe. But man here is plural. It means the community of human beings, descendants of Adam, the first father Adam, and its relevancy. It's important for us to know the past, present, but most importantly, it's important for us to know in this time that we are living in, this crowded world that we are living in, we believe in the timeless nature of revelation, the Quran, or revealed words from God. The student trying to teach all of you. Now, if you have a bad spirit, that's not my fault. I did not put that in you. I wouldn't say that if I didn't want all of you to benefit. I want all of you to benefit, whether you like me or not. You don't have to like me. Just like what I like. You can dislike me. In fact, you can spit on my picture. That's okay as long as I know that you like what I like. You like the Quran, you like the righteous understanding of the Quran, Muhammad, you like that understanding of Muhammad, I love you, whether you hate me or not. I don't care, praise be to Allah. So we are leading up to a conclusion. I visited the Palestinian quarters and saw how bad they were being treated by the Israeli government, that region, that time, and they have a worse one now. I was given an opportunity to go and visit Masjid al-Aqsa. Prayer there, the Muslim guide showed us the direction for the Qibla there, and he said, see this name of this masjid? I said, yes. I did, he said. It is the masjid of the two Qiblas, Masjid Qiblatin. The prophet was leading his followers to turn towards Jerusalem. In prayer, Allah never told the prophet to do that. But the prophet was not a person raised in any of the religions, and he didn't accept to worship idols or to join the idol worshippers or the pagans in their way of life. So he was just like the person going on his own, not belonging to any religious order or why or way. And he stayed that way until God began revealing to him a Qibla that shall please you. So he knew how important Jerusalem was to to the Christians and the Jews. He led his followers in prayer, and they faced a direction. Later on, here in this presentation, we will come back to that. But for now, you know that is what's changed, and the prophet was instructed by Allah, by his creator, by our creator, to turn towards the Masjid al-Haram in Mecca before Islam, the same city, though the Arabs called it Mecca, it was called Becca. Now, so we are commenting on this. It says, God says, and I quote, "We see the turning of your face, for God is to heaven, the sky. Now shall we turn thee, now shall we turn you to a Qibla that shall please you." So this is clearly seeing that Muhammad had been turning in that direction towards Jerusalem, but was not pleased with it. He didn't know what to do. And then God answered his stress situation and said, "Turn then your face in the direction of the sacred mosque. Whether you are turning, wherever you are, turn your face in that direction." Then it says, "The people of the book know well that that is the truth from their Lord. Allah is not unmindful of what you do, of what they do." So what is it saying? Don't just read and not think. This is saying that Christians and Jews knew, and they knew that the better Qibla for human beings on this earth is the Qibla that is in the Masjid Haram in Mecca at that site, and a little simple cubic house that has been recorded in legends, cultural traditions, legends of the Arabs, as a house that was built by Abraham and his son Ishmael, not Isaac, peace be upon the prophet, because all of those that I mentioned are prophets. What's so valuable about this Qibla? And why do the people of the book do not acknowledge that Muhammad is turning to something that they are well aware of, and that is turning to a direction that is more important for humanity there and all over the planet Earth than the Qibla that he was turning to before, that was in Jerusalem? Salakallahu ladeen, surely Allah speaks the truth. I'm your host for this evening, Elihu Bey. We will continue this tomorrow at 7 p.m. inshallah. It only means if it please God. We thank New Africa Excellent Enterprise, Imam Dr. Miraj speaks, for allowing us to come before you once again. And we thank you, our honorable listening audience. May God guide us and have mercy on us and bless us with the light of understanding. As I greet you in the Arabic language, assalamu alaikum, peace be unto you, and thank you for listening.